Last time on The Roundabout.
I gotta say, honestly, I sort of do want to do Left Overture next week, just because yeah. I want to do the direct transition in, but also, like, yeah, no.
I kind of like that idea, actually.
And now, The Roundabout.
Folks, welcome back to The Roundabout, where the rock is progressive and the puns are excessive.
And the puns.
Oh, no, you want to introduce yourself first? You can go for it. It's all good.
Well, no, it's just I thought you would let me say, and the puns are excessive.
No, you're talking now, so you tell the audience who you are.
All right, I'm Peter Grant, the once and future Slippery.
And I'm Griffith Seymour, King When Wet. Peter, despite the bit, we may have lost our way a bit on that intro. But despite that wayward intro, we must carry on. What album are we carrying on to this week, my wayward co-host?
Today we're returning to Kansas and playing their 1976 album, Left Overture.
Folks, to be clear here, we're returning to the band Kansas, not the state Kansas. The Roundabout is, as always, the voice of Hendrix here on KHDX. Find us online at khdx.fm in Conway, Arkansas, not Kansas. This is the band instead.
As an Arkansan, I would call Kansas, the state as a whole, an imposter.
Oh, really? Explain.
No.
Okay, understandable. Folks, if you want to explain to us why Kansas is a real state and not a fake state like we're implying right now, you can do so by contacting us on Twitter. RoundaboutKHDX is the Twitter account name. And then on Gmail, specifically, you can send us an email, roundaboutkhdx@gmail.com, to justify Kansas's existence. I wish you the best of luck on it, because Peter, I don't know, Peter's been very stubborn on this for years now. Peter, This album we're playing, Left Overture, it's by the band Kansas. Anything the listeners, long-time listeners, as in within, like, the last month, might know about this band or this album or anything?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we played the album from before this. That is their third album, Mask, which came out in 1975. We played that last week, and we mentioned that the last track, The Pinnacle, is what inspired Kerry Livgren to write the song Carry On Wayward Son as a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually was what brought Mask to our attention in the first place.
Yep. So, folks, if you may have heard of the song Carry On My Wayward Son, you may have noticed specifically from the hit show known very well for its high-quality payoffs for the plots that the fans cared about, Supernatural on the CW. This is, I suppose, a sort of tribute episode to the bits of the show that were good, and also the rest of the album, which is better, I think.
Veto. That is not what this is.
What?
Veto. This has nothing to do with Supernatural. No.
Yeah, I know. It's a tribute to the good parts and then the rest of the album. By the good parts, I mean the intro song. And then there's the rest of the album, which is also better than the show, in my humble opinion.
How do you make that You know what?
I can justify this. I can justify this take.
Use Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas. You think we're going to talk about Carry On Wayward Son? No. Here it is.
Carry on my wayward son.
Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher.
That was Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas from their 1976 album Left Overture. You're listening to KHDX-FM Conway, Arkansas, the voice of Hendrix. More specifically, you're listening to The Roundabout, where the rock is progressive.
And the puns, well, they are what they are.
Griff, I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you, Peter Grant, my co-host.
What's a Pink Floyd album that you don't like?
Well, there's a couple. There's one that Roger Waters did that was a sequel to another one called The Wall that was bad, but also the original The Wall isn't great either.
Well, Griff, I'm curious, Griff, because this next song is also called The Wall.
I have to wonder what the
comparison is in your mind.
I like this one more because it feels like it's actually about something meaningful in any way beyond navel-gazing and self-pity. In a very unproductive and sort of just like, okay, like, we get it, dude, but, like, please go see a therapist instead of Roger Waters. This is not the right outlet for yourself, I promise you. Like,
Griff, you listen to the Mountain Goats. I like this song well enough.
The music's good, though. It's the difference.
I felt like this song made me think back to Mask again, and I realized something about that album in comparison that I don't know that I could have come to realize without this to compare it to, that this felt a lot more open. And thinking back to Mask, a lot of that album felt like its instrumentation was very claustrophobic. like they were trying to put as many ideas into each song as they could as quickly as possible. And in this, they're actually giving themselves some time to breathe. And I think it really does overall improve the quality of what they're doing.
I can see that, absolutely. I can see absolutely. And this, I will say something I did have trouble with on both Mask and this was sort of like differentiating between the songs in some ways. But I think this does it a lot better than Mask does. Like, I don't know. There's still a lot of crossover because, you know, it's a band covering a genre. But all things considered, you know, right?
Want to give it a listen?
You know, I think we just might need to do that. Let's do that.
Here's The Wall by Kansas from Left Overture. Dudes will literally make rock opera concept albums instead of going through.
Congratulations, you summarized The Wall. You've done it.
The path that I have chosen now has led me to a wall. And with each passing day, I feel a little more like something dear was lost. It rises now before me, a dark and silent barrier between all I am and all that pass beyond is what I seek. I fear that I may be too weak, and those of you who've seen it through, to glimpse the other side. The promised land is waiting, like a maiden that is soon to be a bride. The moment is a masterpiece, the weight of indecision's in the smiling back at all who wait to cross.
folks, that was the best progressive rock work named The Wall. It was from the album Left Overture by Kansas, which is their fourth studio album that released back in 1976. And you're listening now in the present day here in the Roundabout, where the rock is progressive.
And the puns are excessive, more or less.
Well, you know. Peter, a penny for your thoughts.
A penny for my thoughts? What, do you want to know what's on my mind?
Well, I want to know what's on your mind about what's on my mind.
Well, what's on my mind about what's on your mind is What's On My Mind by Kansas, which is the name of the next song.
Let's listen to it.
You don't want to know what's on my mind about what's on my mind?
No.
What's On My Mind by Kansas from their 1976 album Left Overture. We kind of skimmed past it before, but I do want to mention that I like that song. It's got a bit more of a rock song structure than a lot of the other stuff on this album.
I gotta say, my personal opinion, I was like, you know, these lyrics, they're pretty wholesome lyrics. A lot of rock, prog rock songs get into like big abstract or like objectivism, but this one's like, nah. They're just vibing, and it's a good vibe. And, you know, I like that. I like songs with good vibes. This feels like a good vibe song. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I felt like it also towed the line of that claustrophobic instrumentation that Mask had, but it didn't quite get to that same degree. You know, it didn't feel so, like, forcefully packed in.
I can see that. I can absolutely see that. Yeah, yeah. So.
This
next song, though.
Probably my favorite on the album.
I feel like there's a lot of crossover here thematically. With A, the game The Witness by Jonathan Blow, and B, the song Miracles by the Insane Clown Posse. In the sense of like, yo, it's really wild that if you like look around in the world, you're going to find some zany stuff, and that's just how it is, you know?
Yeah.
I see miracles every day, you know?
Where? Where do they come from?
Where do they go? Where did they come from, Miracle Joe?
Yeah, this next song is probably my favorite on the album. I'm very excited to listen to it.
Well, let's get to it. This is Miracles Out of Nowhere by Kansas.
From Left Overture. By Kansas. We're not doing this again.
Shut up, does this again.
No one ever listens.
Folks, that was Miracles Out of Nowhere by Kansas from their album Left Overture. And we're Griffith and...
Peter.
And unlike those miracles that were out of nowhere, we're coming out of KHDX, the voice of Hendrix, here in Conway, Arkansas. and you're listening to The Roundabout. So, Peter, this next song, it is called...
Opus Insert.
What are your thoughts about Opus Insert? I'm doing a little, like, shoulder movement right now that the listeners can't see, but it's very funny, I promise.
I think it's funny. I assume it's funny. This song, and honestly, the next three songs, including this one, feel to me like they would not be super out of place in a musical theater setting. I don't know, maybe it has to do with the chord structure or just the way that the songs are built. This song feels to me like, ooh, someone's having an epiphany and maybe they're going on an adventure. I don't know.
Oh, that's true. I can sort of see that vibe.
Yeah, it's a fun song, and the intro and outro remind me of No White Girl by Lemon Demon. That's it.
Makes sense. I gotta say, there's some little, like, funny little asides that happen in the middle of the song. Like, the songs happen to do a little bridge with some other stuff, and I dig that. I think it's a funny little detail. It makes it, yeah. Like... Carry on, Wayward Son, the opening song, feels very rock with a little bit of prog, but I think Opus Insert sort of leans more on the prog side, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Want to give it a listen?
You know, I just might.
Here's Opus Insert by Kansas from Left Overture.
Thank you.
Folks, that was Opus Insert, the fifth song on the album Left Overture by Kansas, and the start of side two of the album. This next song, well, to quote Thomas Dolby in the song Hyperactive, tell me about your childhood. The name of the song is Questions of My Childhood. And I gotta say, I think this is, this song is a little, it's hippity-hoppitying, in my opinion. It's got a very fast little rhythm to it that I think is quite quirky, as one might say. Peter, my wonderful co-host, what do you think of this next song?
I like it. Something about the instrumentation reminds me of Drama by Yes, that album. Song's fun. It starts simple, it builds across the verses, and it has that tone of epiphany again that I got from Opus Insert, and it feels like, you know, planning something grand. I really like the tiny beepy synthesizer that you can hear at the beginning and the end of the song. It makes me think of Kirby.
And if it reminds you of Kirby, well, we know it's good.
Yeah.
I'm saying that entirely unironically. I genuinely believe that.
Kirby is genuinely unironically good.
Love Kirby. On the topic of things that are unironically good, this next song, you want to play?
Questions of My Childhood by Kansas from Left Overture.
Shine as he makes another round. Been a faster year than yesterday, all the things that I had planned. But when I think I might be gaining, I'm in the sunshine once again, yeah. Well, I walk the road of life among the strong, among the weak, and I ask them for the shortcut to
That was Folks. Questions of My... Ah!
Ah! Folks, that was Questions of My Childhood by Kansas from their 1976 album Left Overture. Peter, are you familiar with the anime Devilman Crybaby, I believe is the name of the anime?
No, I'm not.
Well, there's a... Everybody out here knows the Naruto run, where you put your arms behind your back and lean forward, and supposedly that helps you run real fast, so says anime. But Devilman Crybaby pitches another style of running, where instead it's like you're constantly falling forwards, and you're just barely... flinging a leg out in front of you to stop you. And that is how I feel about the song's rhythm. It feels like it's constantly falling forward, but it just keeps the pace up enough to not fall on its face. And I mean that in a very good way. That's a hard balance to do, you know?
For sure.
That's also, like the drum track and everything, I was just like, oh, what? Are they too fast? No, they're not too fast. Okay, we're good, you know?
Yeah. And then we have this next song called Cheyenne Anthem. Here's the thing. Cheyenne Anthem is a very pretty song. It's very well-crafted, well-made. And Kansas probably should not have written it.
Yeah. I will say, overall, I'm a big fan of this song's like instrument choice. I think it does some really cool stuff that no other song on the album does. It brings in a lot of good like textures and all that jazz. But, you know...
It's kind of overstepping a cultural boundary, it seems to me, at least.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a situation where like it doesn't necessarily say anything super problematic inherently, as far as I can tell. At least,
yeah, it's well intentioned.
It's the Fresh Prince quote. A little bit confused, but they got the spirit, you know. I think that's the quote.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly. I haven't watched Fresh Prince in a very long time. Fresh Prince aside, though. We need to talk about the vintage album Left Overture by Kansas, released in 1976. We're listening to here on the roundabout where we're playing Cheyenne Anthem. Peter, would you like to get to the song?
Let's get to the song.
Let's get to the song, indeed.
Here's Cheyenne Anthem by Kansas from Left Overture.
Life has only just begun. We wed this land and pledged our souls to meet its end. Life has only just begun. Hear my people roam the earth. In the kingdom of our birth, where the dust of all our horses hides the sun, we are mighty on the earth, on the earth. You have come to move me, take me. Sherry! must pay. All our words and deeds are carried on the wind. In the ground our bodies lay. You will stay.
Folks, that was Cheyenne Anthem by Kansas from their album Left Overture, released in 1976, and you're listening to The Roundabout, where the rock is progressive.
And the puns are excessive.
Now, Peter, I gotta say here, this next song might be the greatest song on the album. Nay, of all time, Rush's perhaps magnum opus?
I don't really know what you said.
I made a funny joke that transitioned into the name of this next song being magnum opus. That was the bit.
Okay, just I wasn't sure what you wanted from me.
I don't know. I thought a groan or a shrug and an "oh you" would have been sort of, I don't know. It's we're figuring out the tone as we go. This next song, by the way, folks, is 8 minutes and 25 seconds long. It has 6 different parts. Peter, you want to how about we alternate saying the names of each part? They tell a funny little story, I think.
Father Padilla meets the perfect gnat.
Part 2 is Howling at the Moon.
Part 3, Man Overboard.
Part 4, Industry on Parade.
Part 5, Release the Beavers.
Part 6, Gnat Attack. When Father Padilla met the perfect gnat, was it the gnat that attacked, or was it the only gnat that chose not to attack? I think that's an interesting question that perhaps this song could answer. Also, the lycanthropy angle, I think, is underrated, but that's all a separate thing.
I think this song is really good as far as, like, longer progressive rock songs go. This is one that does a really good job of not overstaying its welcome. It earns that 8.5 minute length. It also has a section in 13/8 time.
Which, we love it when you have an odd number that isn't 3 in your time signature. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun song. You want to listen to it?
You know, I just might want to listen to it. Let's do that.
Let's do that. Here's Magnum Opus by Kansas from Left Overture.
Thank you.
'cause rocking and rolling, it's only howling at the moon. It's only howling at the moon. We'll be right back.
again, folks, that was Magnum Opus. Now, Peter, what are your thoughts on Left Overture overall as an album?
I really feel like Carry On Wayward Son does kind of stand alone as the driving force behind, like, the album. Like, that's why people bought the album. That's the song. Even just listening to the album, you can tell that's the song. But you know what? I wrote something in my notes. In my notes for Miracles Out of Nowhere, I talked about how a lot of the songs on this album like to save their flashy instrumental stuff for when it can be its own thing. And it is so satisfying to know that that lesson stuck with them for when they made Point of No Return.
We've done a lot of stuff about, like, Rush and Yes It Don't. We haven't really done a lot of, like, other band developments beyond those two particularly, I think. And Kansas might be a good one, because I'm vibing with a lot of their songs, personally. I dig it.
Maybe.
That's my take.
I'd like to not do another Kansas next week, though.
Oh, yeah. Three Kansas in a row. That's a bit much.
It's a little overwhelming.
So, folks, find us online at roundaboutkhdx on twitter.com or roundaboutkhdx@gmail.com if you want to send us a strongly worded email to tell us about how great we are.
Yeah, our intro is Every Day is Night by Garrode, and our outro is Hollywood by Boz Skaggs. See you next week, listeners.
See you next week.